has allowed us to arrive safely here at Great Commission for our Sunday school class, where the Holy Spirit does the teaching. Well, as y'all know, I was out last week, and my brother did such a great job on the giving and the, yes, sir. Yeah, exhortation and the giving up part of this lesson. But now we going to get into the leading part after we finish this giving up. But if you would, on page 114, where the scripture that Mark 41 through 44, we'll start off and read that. But before we do anything, let's bow our heads. We have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for once again allowing us to arrive safely, Father, for this Sunday school class. Now, Lord, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit, Father, to speak to us, Father, to teach us this morning, Lord. We truly realize that we're going to be taught anything. He's going to have to be the teacher, Lord. Lord, and we ask you right now to decrease us and increase that very precious Holy Spirit, Lord, within us, Lord. Lord, I need the gift of teaching this morning, Father. For you know, Lord, you know your servant, Father. And I'm standing here today willing, Father, to be a conduit, to be a vessel, Lord, for you to speak unto your people. Lord, we ask you bless the ones who are on the way. Grant them safe passage, Father. Bring them here with a heart and a mind, Lord, to worship you, to fellowship with the saints, Father, to do it your way, Lord. Lord, get us out of us. Lord, that self thing, Father, is poisoning your body, Father. It's doing a lot that you didn't intend to happen, Lord. So give us the discernment to see it, Father. Give us the will and the strength to stand against it, Lord, as we stand readily available, Father, to do your will. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we do ask these things. Amen. 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 Right there, that in Mark 12, 41 through 44, we start right there, y'all. So here we go. So now Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw, y'all know who the treasurer was, right? Okay. And saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put it in. Put in much. And 42 said, then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. For they all put in of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. So what does that do for the Lord? Understand, I ain't got much. What does that do for that? That just shoot that out the water. Lord. In other words, it ain't no excuse. If you depending on him, you ain't got nothing. I don't care what you got. It's all his anyway. It's all about, do you trust him with it? He entrusted it to you.
Amen.
Can you trust him with it? Can you give it back to him and depend on him for your daily bread?
Yes, Lord.
All right. He said, this is not to say that someone with the gift of giving would give all he or she has. That may not be God's will at all. What's to be observed and understood in regard to the gift of giving is the attitude of willing and joyful contribution. Even to the point of true sacrifice exhibited by the widow. Do you really get joy out of giving? It's on back here somewhere already, Pastor. Oh, he got them? You got some copies? Okay. Okay, do you truly get joy out of giving?
That's good.
You should. You should. That's God's formula. The Bible plainly said God loves a cheerful giver. Huh? You can't be selfish and a cheerful giver. Those things do not go together. That's what we call an oxymoron. They don't fit together, y'all. You cannot be selfish and get joy out of giving. It don't work. Says she perceived the need. She felt inclined to do what she could to meet that need. She acted. In doing so, she was simply serving as a willing channel for God's provision to meet the need. Don't y'all know them two mice? God did more with them two mice than he did all that other money put in the treasury. That's the God we serve.
Amen.
That's the God we serve.
I just want to say one thing. And that key word, willing.
Willing, that's
the
key
word. That's the word.
The word.
That's the word. If you're not willing, if you're doing it begrudgingly, keep it in your pocket. Keep it in your pocket, y'all, because you hurting the rest of you muddying up the rest of the money.
Death in the pot.
That's our death in the, yeah, that's what you're putting in the pot, death. Yeah. So this takes one to the heart of the gift of giving. The giver acknowledges that God is the source. And he or she simply conveys God's resources as a channel. Y'all just think if the whole world saw that picture right there. Let God lead whatever we do. Whatever we do. I say the gift of giving operates in such a way to multiply the effectiveness of what God has entrusted to a person. The gift of giver does not give unwisely or thoughtlessly.
That's right.
Just to do it. To see, that goes to speak to your motive right there. On why you're doing it. Because pastor got up and said, hey, we got a need right here for the church. Do you jump up because of that? Or so people can see that you contributed or gave or whatever the case might be. Or have you consulted the Lord about what I need to do in that situation? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he'll direct your paths, y'all. The gift of giver is not motivated by pride. Wait a minute. The gift of giver does not give in order to gain leverage or favor. The gift of giver is not motivated by pride, pity, or pretense. This person may offer. See, you can't be.
Yeah.
Think about that. You can't even be motivated by pity because you feel sorry for the person. Because God might have that person right where they want. Right where he wants. Do we have enough spirit to discern that? Huh? This person been going through, you've been watching this person go in circles and doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results. But you got the same pity every time you see him now. At some point, when do you say, well, let me let God be God. And I just step out the way. He going to have to truly, and that God deal with us like that. He'll truly come see you and tell you you need to do this. He'll do that. Come on, my bro.
I got a tip when you said that, though. It always made me think about something like that when Darryl was still in his fix.
Yeah. Okay.
And he called Bryn and he said, you know, he was talking about he needed something. Yeah. And he told Bryn, he said, ain't y'all the Great Commission?
I said, yes, we are. And I said, no, and I'm still saved.
Amen. Amen.
I said, God tell us no, and he's still God.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And we have to do that, y'all. Y'all realize that's a hard thing to do sometimes. You know, me and my wife have been, y'all know her story. She got brothers who've been down that road and all. And to tell them no, that's hard. I got a son. I have to tell my wife, don't give him nothing. Don't do it. And a lot of times, I'm up hurt. I cry about that because I know I'm able. I know I can. But it's not God's will. I know it's not. I know it's not. So why am I going to fight against God while I'm trying to tell him how they need to walk with God? See, you have the spirit to discern that this is what God is doing.
That's it. You know, I done been through the same thing. My brother, I got a younger brother than me. He always used to be out there in the street doing this and that. Come around, I need some money. I can't help you, man. I said, I know what you're doing, but it's best to get your own because my money is used for something that be needed.
Glorifying God with your money, man. Well, see, we have to truly seek God's direction with his stuff. We just said it's his stuff. Then we just say, yeah, we're stewards of his stuff. So why wouldn't we consult him by God? What you want me to do with your stuff? With your stuff. If we truly see it that way, we would. We really would. And we have to be careful with that, y'all. We'll find ourselves fighting against God in these things. Not intentionally. But if we hadn't spiritually discerned that, okay, this is not God. This is maybe just a rough situation, a rough path this person might need help out of. If we can't discern that, we'll be in real trouble. Find yourself fighting against God. He'll take his stuff from you.
One of the things that I found that I found out about myself is that most time God it will lead me. The Spirit of God will lead me to give.
Amen.
Whether it be to somebody else or to an organization or a facility or whatever the case might be, I'm usually led by the Spirit of God. And one what you just said is so true. Be led.
Be led,
That's led by the Spirit of God. And that way there's no repercussions.
That's right. Mind. That's right. That's when you're doing you'll never have to pay for doing what God said do. If God said do it, do it. And just think about it. The Spirit, Jesus sent the Spirit to lead us into all truth. So we should be led in everything we do by the Spirit. Now, there's a lot of things out there trying to lead you. A lot of things. Amen.
But it's a learning experience. You know, Christ had to learn things too.
Mm-hmm.
As Jesus Christ, he had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Not as the Almighty.
And how did he learn?
He operated through the same thing that he was.
He suffered. Amen.
He had to go through a learning process of discerning whether this is God leading me or whether my kids And but like I say, one test that I try to use is that before I do something, do I have any peace about it?
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have no peace about it, then I'm gonna back off till I can get some clarity. You know, but sometimes spirit won't give you any peace, and then you just got to say, "Well, I need to pray about this."
Mm-hmm. For a lot of us too, y'all, you keep in mind, it's hard to get peace by getting your money away. It's hard to get peace with that when you know you're dealing with you're trying to modify selfish spirit.
Yeah.
See, and that'll cause you to jump the gun too a lot of times.
Huh?
His money, right. His money away. Yeah, you right, bro. Come on.
I find myself I'll give my last. I just like giving, and it makes me feel good to help people. Even if, now I got to get better with this, asking God to give me discernment. You know, it might be this gay guy sitting here on the corner or whatever, but he's poor. But he's not living in God's will.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to help him because he looked like he need me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I got to ask for discernment as far as that, because I'll just give.
That's the thing. That's why, and what Amos said, that's why it's so important. You got to be led to do things. If you're not led about it, and then God, see, the battle is spiritual, y'all. And God is not going to give you any peace to partake in no wickedness. He said there is no peace for the wicked. So you're not going to have peace trying to help somebody, even if it's not your motives, if their motives are not pure. God knows all. And he's not going to give you that peace in order to do that.
Could
have been exercising that. Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. Now God has made it clear on who he is and what he desires in our life. See, I think, you know, I ain't come up in no church like y'all did all my life. I think a lot of times that's a benefit. That's a benefit. Because you ain't full of all that garbage that got to be emptied out first. You know, and just because they done knocked four folk out and turned over three rows, that's the spirit. No, that's not what it is. You know, when the Bible plainly said God is not a God of confusion. So, come on, bro.
I understand, Tony, when he talks about even being led. It's hard to give. And the reason why, we have a homeless problem at my job. And every morning I'm waking up these homeless folks asking them to leave. And then when I see them in the morning, God really convicted me one morning, telling me, stop just being the hammer. You know, think about how you woke up this morning and you sure enough see this guy living in filth. Mm-hmm. You see that he's truly homeless. And he convicted me over that. You know, ask the man his name. Ask him how he doing. You know, buy the man a biscuit. And I reached down in my pocket and I offered him something. And I ain't had nothing but a five, so I was mad. But I gave it to him. But really, God convicted me about that because he really checked me instead of coming to just run the man off. Really see how blessed you are.
That could be an opportunity for you to show the love of Christ
right there. That's right.
And when you walk in with that attitude, you know already blowed it.
That's right.
It's already gone.
That's right.
But see, Pastor mentioned before, you know, he worked downtown and he see a lot of, that's why this discernment is so important, y'all. Cause some of them is a wandering spirit. They out there because that's where they want to be. And that's the only place they're going to operate. You couldn't give them a mansion and make them stay in it. There's a lot of them because it's spiritual. It's a wandering spirit. What you got, bro?
No, I got a brother in between me and my next older brother. Mm-hmm. That he just went out in the street and started smoking crack. Mm. And, you know, I asked him, I said, man, what led you to do that? He said, man, I just had to get me something to get high off of. Mm. I said, no, you don't. I said, you throwing your life away right there. You got children. And you got to take care of them. How you going to do that?
Yeah, boy, they don't work together, my friend. They don't work together. And that's a part of that spiritual battle we're talking about, too. See, it's a spirit thing. The things that we don't see are more deadly to us than the things we looking at, y'all. What you got, Chuckie? You ain't had no, okay. Yeah, then the thing we looking at, and we have to realize that before we can ever start to deal with these things. And that's God for the power. That's where the power come from, for us to know these things. That power comes from God. But if you ain't hooked up to the vine, you never will be able to discern which is which. Come on, Mom.
You know, I used to give because I felt sorry for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned this when we was in Florida. Me and Jane used to work with the homeless. And we would take them in the house, bathe them, give them clothes, give them furniture and everything. Then I realized the fact that they won't stay.
Mm-hmm.
They won't stay no matter what you do for them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pray for them and be led of the Lord to give.
Or
you'll be hurt.
It may be one in a million that God will let you see the results of your obedience to him. It still got to be out of obedience to God. And he'll let you see the fruit of your labor sometime. But you may go through this thing like Jeremiah and don't never see it.
The Lord learned me, you know, with a measuring stick. In other words, I had a cousin, you know, like so many of us, that had a drinking problem, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he came around, you know, asking for money. Well, he said he was hungry.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, okay, cuz, let's go down to churches. I get you some chicken. Get you a chicken box. No, I want no chicken. Well, you wanted the money to get something else to drink. And so that's why I'm saying, if you run into a lot of people that say they're hungry, often to take him
do
to go
your
get
due diligence. Yeah.
Do your due diligence.
Yeah, yeah.
But like Amos said, be led.
Yeah,
be
led.
Yeah. And see, it's like the minister on Chip, Pastor Gibbs, Pastor Gregory, end time ministry.
Mm-hmm. End time.
He giving out King James Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he broadcast it on his ministry.
Right.
And so he spoke about a fella called and said, "Me and my wife felt led to give a check." He sent a check for $1,000 to help him buy Bibles, to give to people who can't afford Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's being led. When you hear about a ministry or a word they call,
right,
then the Lord will lead
God
people.
May prick your heart
God,
do that. Yeah, and you have to be careful about your pastor, too. Y'all remember a couple months ago, he put the guy on me talking about taking him to get something to eat. And he ain't want nothing to eat. I was glad God gave me the discernment to figure this out. Now, y'all help me thank God for not letting me put a part in the boy's head. But it didn't take long. We hadn't got out the parking lot. And I discerned this boy don't want nothing to eat. He don't want nothing to eat at all. You know, this is all game. And I ended up leaving him leaving inside the road up there at Walmart, but you know, and that was all the leading of the Spirit of God, telling me to back off from this right now because it's getting too deep, you know. So that's what I did. Come on, Mom.
I tell you something else to learn me a lesson. What we're trying to help people that's homeless, they are very picky. I mean, they want the choicest thing. I mean, and I'm like, well, Lord, I use this. Why? She said she don't use that. I mean, it just freaked me out. I mean, it really freaked me out. And I took it back. I said, oh, okay, thank you, Lord. I got the message
you
now.
You got it. Yeah, well, that's discernment. See, we got to have discernment, and we got to ask the Lord, the Spirit of God, to show us these things, or we'll find ourselves operating within ourselves, within our flesh. And flesh will do something you don't need. That devil don't glorify God. So if you stay in it long enough, they're going to push you to that place that you've been delivered from. So you have to get away from that.
Even when you get to heaven, I'm just saying, if you say you get to heaven, and then you think you're going to get a reward for that, and then God
will... Oh, well, it's up to him. See that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. We cannot worry about what we're going to be rewarded for. Even here, we just got to do what's right. And what's right is what God said. See, that's the whole thing. We're not going to... Man, you'll go crazy down here trying to count rewards and then talking about what you... When you've been saved, on none of that matter. The reward that I already have, y'all, right now, the fact that I'm a new person in Christ, that's enough. If I don't get nothing else out of this deal, I done got more than enough. Because we were headed for a burning hell, y'all. For a burning hell, and that right there is enough. But you're absolutely right. He said all that stuff right there, if it wasn't done with the right motive, it's going to burn up. He made that clear. Come on.
They got the saying, beggars can't be choices. And like Mama said.
Yeah, they can. They'll try.
Mama said, you can't never... It is never enough, you know what I'm saying? You can't be picky and you know you asking for help. But I was going to...
It was something else I wanted to say. Give me a minute.
We have to do them like Peter told him. Peter told him.
Silver and gold.
Yeah,
I have none. Yeah. Well, then I will give thee. Well, that's a good way to gauge a person who really needs help anyway. Because they ain't going to come and say, hey, brother, can you get me a Sprite? It's got to be a Sprite now. Don't come back with a Dr. Twist. I don't drink them. You know? come on.
No, I was going to say, you know, when we first started out, you know, going down and picking up people from downtown and bringing them in, and Tina was, I mean, they weren't getting no sandwiches. Tina was cooking some real meals. But like I said, we went downtown, and when we pick them up, they would have a bag full of sandwiches, and then they come over here and eat well. But like one of our stipulations was they would have to listen to the word before we ate. But they was all down on First Avenue, and we really reached out. But like I said, we found out they were coming for the bread, you know, clothing. We had the clothes, we had everything, but they was tearing the van down to get over here and eat and have, like say, you have a bread in one hand and a chicken in the other hand, and they come over here and try to get some turkey. Yeah. But it wasn't linked to that word, but you know, but we experienced that, be led by the Lord.
We still not relieved of the fact that God called us to do something. I don't care what they do or how they react to it. You know, we have to still do what God called us to do.
Sometimes, you know, we know that sometimes you can give a man a tire and he don't even have a car.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Jesus is what they really need. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep that in mind.
If you give them anything and don't give them Jesus, it's a failure. Yeah, you hadn't helped at all. You hadn't helped at all. That's the key right there, Pastor. Jesus is the answer. I don't care what their problem is, if it's out of gas, if it's put outdoors, whatever their problem is, Jesus is the answer. And if you keep that on the forefront, I'm not telling you not to help them physically, not to give them bread if they're hungry or whatever, but if you do any of it without giving them Jesus, You fell short. You hadn't helped them at all. Come on, my sister.
And to add on to what Dora was saying, I like Chuck said, when we used to pick the homeless up from downtown and feed them, and we did. We fed them good. And I remember one Sunday we were passing plates out to the gentlemen and ladies, and one gentleman told us, I don't want that. I don't eat food that touch. So I took the food back in the kitchen, and I told Miss Tina, I said, he said he don't eat food that touch. Miss Tina said, put it in the microwave. He'll get hungry. Sure enough, 10, 15 minutes later, he was asking for that plate.
That food that was touching, wasn't it?
Took that same plate back to him.
That food that was touching. See, that's where the discernment come in, y'all. And sometimes it don't take much prodding or much digging to figure out what this is. You know exactly what this is. But be led, like Brother Amos said in the beginning, be led by the Spirit, and you can never go wrong. And because then, once you know you're led, it don't matter what it look like. Come on, Sister Rosa.
And for God's sake, don't expect dead people to think like you.
Thank you.
These people are dead in sin. Why are you saying they ain't paying no attention? Have a dead man in a casket ever paid attention?
When you were dead,
did you pay attention? Yeah. You started church for something. Most time it wasn't Jesus.
That's right.
But guess what? Being there and hearing it,
and
sometimes getting what you didn't deserve, you got saved.
That's right. Amen.
Then you realize my motives wasn't right.
That's right.
So we can't be so Pharisaic that we looking at motives. Then you already don't need to fish.
That's right.
Because you come into the pond with too much noise.
Yeah.
Sit quietly and fish.
Oh boy, that's good, sir.
Use bait. The bait is the word.
Amen.
Now
Amen.
Don't you monitor how that word goes affect the person.
Amen.
You do your part and let the Holy Spirit do his.
Part. That's right.
But don't you stop being who God called you to be.
That's right.
He told us to do the things, and if you feed them and you're giving it to them, it's not in vain. Somebody gonna come in that want more than a shirt and want more than some food, but they didn't come in wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
But the word penetrated, and the Holy Spirit saved them.
Amen.
So we have to let the main thing be the main thing.
Right.
Stay in our lane.
I'm glad you said that, sister, because that's the very place I was going. Is we have a part to play in this. And the Holy Spirit plays a part that we can't play if we wanted to. So just stay in your lane. Do what God called you to do and leave the results up to him. Because the results don't affect you. The results is you're supposed to be saved already. So operate as such. Operate as such. All right, let's finish this this little section up and we'll get back at it. I said, the gift of giving operates in such a way to multiply the effectiveness of what God has entrusted to a person is God's stuff. The gifted giver does not give unwisely or thoughtlessly. The gifted giver does not give in order to gain leverage or favor. The gifted giver is not motivated by pride, pity, or pretense. This person may often give anonymously. But even then, not in order to inflate his or her own sense of worth or worthiness. Obviously, this kind of giving operates in the spiritual realm. And I'm going to tell y'all, when you hooked up with God, he'll do that sometimes. He'll tell you to do something and don't tell nobody else. Nobody else. Now, he's dealt with me like that on many occasions. Because the only reason I'm doing it, it's because God said do it. The only reason. I don't know why. Now, maybe after he tell me to do it, I can see a little bit on why he want me to or whatever. But the only reason I'm doing it is because he said do it. Period. And so once you get that, it's his stuff. We done already established that is his stuff. Son, give my $100 to, that's got to be fine with me. Because it's his. Because it's his. It's his life, absolutely. I already see, I like the guy we can hear this morning, man. Mom was talking about that. You think I'm cherishing any of this little life I got left? It's his. It's his. Do with it what you will, Lord. Period. Just give me the grace to make you look good in the midst of this. That's it. It's nothing about me no more. Period. Period, y'all. All right. The ultimate example of this kind of giving has been provided in the first few words of John 3:16, the A part of the verse. It's of John's synopsis of the gospel. For God so loved the world, he gave. That'll preach right there. God so loved. It tells you why he did it. It tells you the object of his love. And then what he did to show it. He gave. Now, we ain't even got into what he gave yet. That's another sermon about into what he gave. But he so loved the world that he gave, y'all. It has been well said that a person is never more like God than when he is given. God is love, and God gives according to his love. Love is expressed in a definite way through giving. Such a truth brings the brief discussion of the gift of giving to a proper point of declaration. Every believer can, should, and will give, while some believers who have been gifted to do so will give in unique and especially effective ways as God leads. But y'all get that first part of that. Every believer, they will give. They will give because that's who God is. That's the spirit that has come to live in you if you're born again. So you will give. You will give. That's absolutely right. Now, like you said, that John 3:16, the A part says it all. It said God so loves the world. The world. See, the world will use that and make it all inclusive, y'all. But we know what he meant by that. We know exactly what he meant by that. And then it goes on to say he gave. He gave. Now, when you know what he gave, that put a whole nother twist on everything. And have you accepted what he gave? That's good. Because he gave it don't mean you have it.
You can.
You can. And you should. If you realize how dire this situation is, you will. You will. But he gave it. That don't mean you have it. Don't let these folk trick you into thinking you all right. Simply because God so loved the world, that's me, I'm in the world. Yeah, we understand that. We understand all that. But we also know, if you hadn't accepted what he's gave, then you still, his one and only, my Jesus, boy, my Jesus. Hey, look, his one and only son, y'all. You can have some of him, I guess it's enough. But see, when he gave it and you didn't accept it, you decided you didn't want it. You didn't want it. And I'm going to tell you something else. That's what a lot of folks don't like. You can't have him and sin. You can't have both of them. You can't serve two masters. I don't care how good you are or how well. You cannot serve two masters. Huh? You going to love one and hate the other. You know, if God be God, Joshua said it and serve him. That's it. That's the way it works. You can't have them on. See, that's what the world is so mad. And we seeing it. I pray that our spiritual eyes are open because if you're not seeing this, God is separating. We was talking earlier about how many churches hadn't opened up. They don't supposed to. God shutting them down. A lot of them, God is shutting them down. And just like that ark, though. When God said it, no man can hold me. Y'all, people can't see this thing. You can't see this thing. Now the only question you got is, do you trust God? Do you think he going to get you through it? Or do you think you're going to perish in this mess? I can't perish. I don't know about y'all. I can't perish. And it don't matter what happens in here. I trust him. He's in control. This ain't the first time this has happened. He's given you a million examples. Darius, Nebuchadnezzar. He gave you many examples on him doing this before. So why not? We agree that he determined the time we live and the boundaries of our habitation, right? So if we're here, we're supposed to be here, right? So do we trust him? We back to that. Do we trust him? Is he in control? Or is the fact that we got a new presidential candidate tonight going to make a difference in what I believe? What difference it made? The old one, the same thing. God was in control when he was there. Come on. Come on. Come on. You got the mic? Okay. Sister Rosa, come on.
You know what? That is so good, Brother Antonio, because what people don't realize, they say, well, he in there, so God put him in there. Why did God put him in there?
Okay. Okay.
Why did he put the other one in there?
Okay.
Don't think you're on God's side because
you
look like
that.
You're
that's
on
right.
God's
that's
side.
That's right. Are you willing to go through what God's going to take us
you're
through
too.
By putting him in there?
God say, you know what? You want it. I give it to
okay.
you.
Okay.
And for
okay.
those of us in Babylon, he say, pray for Babylon.
That's right. That's right.
Fix some gardens while you're down there in it. You're in
have
there with them. You're in there with them.
That's right.
But you're still my people.
Yeah.
But Babylon got raised up because I raised up
that's
Nebuchadnezzar.
Right. That's right.
I gave him to be the gold part of that
that's
statue.
Right.
And just like I gave it to him, I'm going to bring it down. But you still be my people when
that's
I bring
right.
it down.
That's right.
So no. I rejoice because we don't lose.
Amen.
We done already won. We done looked at the hand. The card hand, the spiritual card hand is in our favor. If you know God,
that's right.
You rejoice. But then you get sad in your spirit because of the blindness. And you hate so many people are blind. And don't bother to talk to them about it cause unless you want argument 1, 2, 3, and 4.
That's right.
Let
that's
it
right.
go.
That's right.
Just,
that's right.
Just rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice.
That's right. Amen. 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 And then a lot of times, y'all, we doing more good living it out in front of them than we could ever do by anything we tell them. Just live it out in front of them. You know, a lot of time I can tell you, this morning, when I pulled up, I was in the parking lot, there was something playing on the radio that just got all over me. I know everybody on First Avenue thought I was a fool. Right. Hands stretched far as I can get them rejoicing, praising God.
Yes,
but what I want them to do is walk by that, Amy, what's wrong with you, fool? That's what I want them to do now, right there. Just walk on by and ask me what got me like this. That's all. That's all. And that ain't just Sunday, y'all. That's tomorrow. That's Tuesday. That's Wednesday. That's every day. Cause God is good. Me and my uncles was talking yesterday. They said, Tony, and I can't say that because they profess to believe, you know, but they said, Tony, during this whole pandemic, man, we've been calling each other trying to figure out where we can put food. All our freezers running over. So I said, now, God, get them, God. We riding back. We riding back. All I'm saying is, get them, God. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Plandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, ain't got no effect on what my God can do. On what my God can do. And he do it. He got this thing called common grace. He'll do it for some of these fools who can't see him right now. Who can't see him right now. It don't make him no less God. That's what he's showing us, y'all. I don't care what happened, I never be no less God. Do we believe it? That's all, because if you believe it, your life's gonna reflect it. You're gonna live like it. You're gonna live like it. I ain't saying you're gonna live a perfect life. But all the things that God hates, your life's gonna reflect you hate it because you ain't gonna agree with doing it. You're not gonna agree with it. What I didn't say is you're not gonna do it because we all are vulnerable to sin. But none of us, if we truly believe us, can wallow in sin. Not a one of us, y'all. Not a one of us. And we got to keep it like that's when it looks like God. That's when you look like Jesus. When you love somebody in spite of. When you love the unlovely. Yeah, you can find an unlovely being than Tony Green. And God loved me anyway. You heard that, didn't you? You heard? Look, God loved me anyway. So I ain't telling you what I heard. I ain't telling you what I heard nobody else say. I'm telling you what he did for me, y'all. I ain't got nothing. I, what can I do but live for him? That's all I'm saying. What else can I do? What else can I do? And that should be the attitude of every believer. Every believer.
We have no respect for that old man at all.
No. I
don't want him to
shut. I don't like him at all, Pastor. Pastor, it's like nails on a chalkboard to hear other folk talk about what I used to do. I mean, just keep that. Just keep that. A lot of times the devil will send them to show you that, though. They'll send them to tell you about that in hope that you'll start missing. Man, get away from me with that, boy. I almost forgot that the you came. So, but you know, we not trying to discard what we been, because it was God that brought us through it. That's what we want people to see. That it's God that delivers us. And it's God that we follow from that point only. From that point on, it's all him. It's all about him. Like Brother Amos said to start this whole, to light this fire.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Follow the Spirit of God. Yes. Follow. Yes. Follow. Not do what you want to do and attach the Spirit to it. Follow the Spirit. The leading of the Holy Spirit is what keeps us on that narrow road.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When we let him lead.
When you run into a guy like Tony, I ran into a guy like Tony, you know, that's wide open for the Lord. Man, it's like that little bit of everything, but the Holy Ghost are jumping in your. You know, you don't have a brother here.
Praise God. Praise God. See, this is that time. This is what he want to know. Are you going to be bold for the Lord? This is the time. When folks talking about you can't say they the only way. Well, Jesus is the only way. And the only way I can't say it is you silence me. That's it. Other than that, I got to say it. I'm like Paul, man. I can't just. Don't beat me, cause you're gonna see a real fool. You're gonna beat this joint on up out of me then. Hey, I'm gonna go to shaking and everything then. It's gonna be some more. It's gonna be some. Hey, tag them in. Tag them in. There you go. Hey. Amen. Amen.
I say maybe God preparing me for prison ministry. I was at First Light 20 years, Chester Place 15. I said, Lord, perhaps this is the hour now you want to take it in the women's jail.
This is. It's souls in them, it rolls. And oh, yeah, we realize it. We will. Amen. Amen. See how dangerous it is now. How dangerous it is. Yeah. See, that's why the church is not ready for this. That's why the church is not ready for this. Because they had those who desire to live godly. We'll suffer. See, that's what we should have been hearing for the last 20, 30 years. We'll be ready for this. We'll be ready for this. See, that's the difference. That's the danger of that prosperity. That health and wealth thing. That's the danger of that right there. Now we're seeing it. We're seeing the effect that it has. Well, it ain't hurting nobody. They just talking about being a better person and all. It ain't what they talking about is what they ain't talking about. It's what they ain't talking about. That's what's hurting the church. So somebody got to say it. And for some reason, if I don't know, I'm like Melvin. If I don't know nothing else, I know he called me to say it, to stand on it as truth, people. There's only one truth. Don't let them blur the lines, people. It's only one truth, and that truth is what God has said. What he has said, that's the only thing that matters, y'all. And we got to stand on that. Are we willing to stand and say that?
Amen. When they manage you on the island of Patmos, you know God's going to be with me. They question me. I'm proving you way out here.
You and God. You and God. Hey, but when you're living like you living, see, you relish your time with him now. You relish your time with him now. With the understanding that it might come a time when it's just you and him. Huh? So let's believe his word, y'all. The word tell us all about it. Let's just believe it. Let's believe it. All right, leading, y'all. Well, okay. We'll start right there. We'll start right there next week. Lead 115. Hey, so. Page 115, and we'll get into leadership, y'all. Giving, now one thing, if you don't get nothing else out of this, you cannot be a believer and not give. That can't happen. That's not who God is. That John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that he gave. Now, look into what he gave. Look into what he gave, and then ask yourself, what do I have that I can't part with? Huh? What do I have that God can't have?
And every time we give, whether it's time, whether it's finances, you're giving that self a black eye. You're funding yourself. Anytime you just let the Lord use you.
Amen. Amen.
Your time,
amen. Amen.
That ain't no self thing.
Your compassion. Your compassion, to feel compassionate for another person.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm going to tell y'all, self want to say what they got themselves in it. Let them get this. He could have did like I did. Like you did the right thing. Having patience. That's another big one, people. We think these things don't matter. But we're talking about the character of our God. That's who he is. Not what he do, y'all. That's who he is. And if he lives in me, that's who I am. Long suffering. He'll test it. Don't go to bragging about you got that. Because he'll show you you don't. Come on, my brother.
I'll be brief, but in the words of Roy, who's not here.
Let you tell us something.
Because Roy tell it like it is. He tell the truth. I'm hearing what all we saying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's powerful.
Oh, yes.
It's the word of God.
Yes,
and it's
yes.
The truth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But we better mean what we saying.
I totally agree, my brother. Yes, sir.
We sound good amongst ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
But we need to let this be really who we are in here and out there.
Especially out there, bro. Especially out there.
We can talk a good game. We can amen. But it's at the time where we have to be.
Come on, bro.
What the word says. So I just felt led to say that because I'm in agreement with everything that's being said. But like, amen, Pastor. But we really have to own this. We have to own this. And this was a good teaching. Amen.
What did Jesus just say? Y'all, let's take heed.